At a mostly empty, metal-sided warehouse near the Boise airport, Rachel and Joe Bunt are organizing handmade craft kits into a small assembly line.
So this one is the recipe card holder.
Each month, the pair, along with help from family and friends, bundle 5 do-it-yourself children's craft kits into brown cardboard boxes. Each bundle is wrapped in tissue and tied with a bright pink ribbon. The box is stamped with the company's logo, a bright pink elephant.
This is like Pinterest in real life. I'm always wanting to create something new.
Joe and his wife Rachel started Crafter's Crate in March. It's a subscription-based business, no brick-and-mortar storefront required. That's partly what drew the couple to jumping on the subscription box trend. So far, less than 200 people have signed up to pay $20 a month to receive Crafter's Crate in the mail. Even though the business is based here in Idaho, the majority of their subscribers live on the coasts. Rachel Bunt says each week, more people are added to their mailing list.
You know, the only things that limit us are time and bodies. You know, I don't think the customer is our limitation at this point.
The Bunts started their business with $500 of their own money. They're able to pay for supplies with their existing customer cash flow, which is a reversal from traditional retail.
You don't have to have 500 units ready to go on the shelf. You're probably going to get 5, 10, 15 customers at a time each month. We realized really quick that people were going to pay us before we actually created the product.
The couple is trying to stamp out a niche on the subscription box market. While some services focus on cosmetic samples, vegan beauty products, natural snacks, or high-end coffee, the Bunts are targeting 5 to 12-year-old girls who like to make stuff. Like these other companies, Joe and Rachel are finding their customers through Facebook, Twitter, and bloggers. Forrester Research e-commerce analyst Sucharita Mopuru says that's exactly how these businesses will need to survive.
These businesses are tough businesses because you have to constantly be looking for new customers and you have to constantly be on the alert for customers churning out of a business like this. On the other hand, you know, I mean, it's an incredibly, you know, rewarding business if you can pull it off.
Subscription-based businesses definitely aren't reinventing the wheel. Look at magazines and newspapers. Netflix is probably the current success story. Mopuru says there was a time when analysts thought the subscription box model would be the next big thing in e-commerce. Now she believes the fad peaked 18 months ago and market saturation could start to shake out some of the smaller players.
The challenge is to scale these businesses and grow to be, you know, millions and millions of dollars because there are probably only a few that have managed to get to that scale.
For Joe and Rachel Bunt, they see big promise with their startup, but neither have any illusions about it being an easy road.
We didn't want this to be a small business per se. We wanted it to be big. We wanted it to be bigger than just, you know, the Boise Valley or whatnot. So we said, okay, we're going to invest as much as we can of our own money, and then anything we make, we're putting right back in.
The Bunts aren't paying themselves or their volunteers yet. Both hope that's right around the corner. For now, they're focused on socking away enough of their profits to invest in someone who can better market their product. They're also trying to get the attention of a big box craft store that would give Crafter's Crate a place to reach customers offline. For KBSX News, I'm Emily Ritter-Saunders.